You know, for casting shade about old lady smells, he certainly has plenty of Christmas decorations over at his place. The curio cabinet is full year-round with his Santa display.
Yes, you are right.
I just figured he smelled like Depends. No. Absolutely not.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You know, for casting shade about old lady smells,
I just figured he smelled like Depends.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3060 of the BFO for Friday, the 1th of November 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to celebrate the start of the crema season. Yes, Big Fatty! Holly Jolly's Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, you're Holly Jollies today because, y'all, it is November the 1st, and that, of course, is the official start of the crema season, Big Fatty! But, y'all, it's actually started sooner than that. It's really this early this week. Y'all, there were some definite signs that crema was just around the corner. Y'all, like in the Vonsies, y'all, they had the eggnog, and they had those Little Debbie crema snacks, and y'all, there have been all kinds of TV machine commercials about crema, and y'all, even the Taco Bell had crema trees and ointments and all kinds of other things up in the windows there. Yes, Big Fatty! We need some jingle bells in there. Well, I think he sent me a version that had jingle bells in it. I'll have to go look. Yes, Big Fatty. First of all, I would like to point out that that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, could be bothered to ask what the hell kind of calendar was I looking at when I said there were 90 days left in the year on yesterday's little show. Y'all, it's 60 days. Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty, it's just so sad to see you going downhill like this. It's true. And so, y'all, it's you got even less time left. Y'all, we're 5/6 of the way done with 2019. But y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I made some more of that nuts and bolts and filled it up. You know, I've got out-of-town guests coming in next week, and you know, gotta have some little snicker snacks and all. And y'all, then I also made my lemon chicken soup. Oh, Big Fatty! And y'all, I had a bowl of that for my supper. Oh, Big Fatty, yes, it's crema time for a soup night, y'all. It's hot as hell. Hot as hell here in Charleston. Y'all, I'm recording this prior to the trick-or-treating. And y'all, it's hot as hell. Y'all, the heat index was going to be in the 90s today. So Anyway, but y'all, I didn't do a whole lot on Hump Day night. Y'all, I did watch The Survivor. It's good, and I watched some of the sports ball. Y'all, that Mean Keen, the official sports ball correspondent of the BFO. Y'all, he sent me a message. Yes, we've been on the Grin Doctor, and y'all, he said he was all excited, and he had on his sports ball jersey and everything, and y'all, needless to say, he was a very happy BFO listener when the big game was over. Yes, Big Betty, y'all, then I crawled in the bed, and you know who was there waiting on me? Yes, Big Betty, he decided to just spend the week here, y'all. It was that damn Whitman Tinker. Yes, Big Betty, you gonna play the bumper? No, I'm not gonna play the bumper because I've got to open some of these kits. But anyway, y'all got up. Wednesday night, y'all. About 11 p.m. in the evening, I get a testimonium from one of my semi-regular gentleman callers. Y'all, I hadn't seen him in months, and he goes, "Hey, Big Betty," he says he's been very busy. Oh yes, Big Betty, the holidays, everyone is very busy, and y'all, we might get together a Halloweeny night for a little trick or treating. Big Betty, I hope that trick is a treat. Well, I'm sure it will be. Y'all, I wonder, y'all, did you ever wonder what Casey in Denver hands out to Halloweeners? Big Betty, something enormous, I'm sure. Well, anyway. Got up Thursday morning and got dressed, and y'all went on my morning nipple walk. Y'all, I went out and tried to count the number of houses with decorations, but I had my new ear pods in, and y'all, I couldn't concentrate on what I was doing. So when I take my afternoon nipple walk, I will get a final count on the Halloweeny decorations. Yes, because y'all, and the ear pods, y'all, you know, Archer was talking about how good the noise cancellation was, and I'm kind of like, well, okay, I hadn't really experienced that I noticed. And y'all, I put them in. I put one of them in. I was in the love chamber. I put one of them in. And y'all, when I put the second one in, I could not hear the ceiling fan turning in the room. Y'all, and I went, wow, that really does work well. And y'all, it's just lovely. Just lovely. And so I did that nipple walk and got my shirt and had a little some ginger snaps with that strawberry cream cheese with my McCaffrey. And y'all, that's really all that I have done. Yes, Big Freddy. Big Betty, this is just lovely. You're going to read Halloweeny cards on the first day of the Crema season on November the 1st. It's true. I think it was Brian in Danbury sent me a cartoon, and y'all, it was a picture of a witch driving a car and a turkey driving a car and Santa Claus driving a car, and they all coming down there. You know, a three-lane road, and Santa Claus has turned his car in front of the turkey and is getting into the witch's lane, and the witch is yelling, "Stay in your own lane!" And y'all, that just sums it up. So anyway, y'all, let's do these cards. I'm going to try to get them all done today. I don't know if I will. Y'all, first one is from Christina. You know, I opened this earlier, but I didn't read it because I saw it was a Halloweeny card. And y'all, it looks like it's handmade. It's one of that ginger bear cards. And y'all, there's a witch and a mummy on there. And you open it, says Happy Halloween, and it says Trick or Treat, wishing you a spooktacular gay crema. Happy Halloween, my dear. of Christina and Bob. Well, that's just as cute as it can be. I can't believe Big Ricky did that. But that is cute as it can be. And y'all, I'm going to put a picture of all these cards up on today's BFO. So y'all, you can go over and take a look at it at noon today. Yes, Fanny. Y'all, the next one is from that Peter G. And let's just open it up here. It's an orange envelope. It says, oh, there's a kitty cat on it. Oh, Big Fanny, a kitty cat. And it says, whatever crosses your path. And it says, hope it's just as special as you are, Big Fanny. Special as in short bus? Well, maybe. Happy Halloween. Have a happy gay crema. Love that Peter G. Peter G, I was thinking about you the other day. I've got to get me some more of that good Peter G tonic water. Y'all, it really is the best. It really is the best. Anyway, y'all, this one's from Moose P. This one's from Moose P. It's in an orange envelope as well. Let's just open it up. Oh, Big Fanny, look! Y'all, there's a lady, looks kind of like a granny, wearing a cone on his head, and then there's a Frankenstein, and the lady is saying, did you fart? And Frankenstein says, no. And then you open it up, and the lady says, did you shart? And Frankenstein says, yep. Big Fanny, I can't believe they actually printed a shart card. It's true. Hope you get twice the treats on Halloween. Happy gay crema, Moose. Big Moose, only you could find a card that has the word shart in it for Halloween. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, our next card, this is one of those that I think may be from the Shy Yeti, y'all, but there's two of them, so I'm not quite sure. but let's just open it up. Oh, look, Big Betty. It's a haunted house with some kind of a ghost coming out of it. And there's this little sign on the front that says, Happy Halloween, Big Fatty. And yes, it is from the Shy Yeti. It says, to spooky Big Fatty, have a really special gay crema. Cue the ghostly laughter. Big Fatty, do you do check that your special chair hasn't gotten woodworm? Big Fatty, woodworm! Well, there's been some wood worming around. Big Fanny, Yeti hugs and alien wiggles from Paul and Ick the Alien. Well, Paul and Ick, thank you so much for that. That's, y'all, I'm just amazed at these cards that come personalized like that. Y'all, let's see what this other one is and see. Oh, Big Fanny, it's a repeat. Y'all, it's exactly the same thing, I think. Y'all, it's exactly... Yo, I got two of them. I've gotten two of them. Paul, double treats for me. Big Fanny, I wonder if he paid for both of them. Probably not. Anyway, and y'all, the next card I have here is from Princess Hannah. And let's just open that up right now. Y'all, it's taped up like the skull did it. And let's just take a look here and see what we got. And, oh, Big Fanny, it's a kitty cat. It is. It's a black cat with a witch's hat and glitter. Oh, Big Fanny, you love the glitter. It's true. It says, no animals were harmed during the making of this Halloween card. And then you open it up and it says, the photographer, however, is in serious but stable condition. Glitter and a cat. I think that's a cat. Yes, a cat. That equals the perfect card for poodle. Big Fanny, was it addressed to me? Let's see. No, it's addressed to me. Big Fanny. Happy gay crema. Love, Princess Hannah, Joe, and the boy genius, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, Princess Hannah and Joe's anniversarium earlier this week. Y'all, that was the anniversarium of their first humpity bumpity. No, it wasn't, Big Fatty. It was their first date. So, y'all, they celebrated the way they always do. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the final cat that we have is from the Laughing Buddha. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, it just arrived. And y'all, it's a piece of candy cone. And on the front, it says, "A sugar high from me. Dear Big Fatty, just my corny way of wishing you fun trick-or-treating and candy eating. Happy Halloween, XOXO Mark, a.k.a. the Laughing Buddha, the official spam ambassador to the BFO." Well, Mark, thank you so much for that. And everybody, thank you so much for the lovely cats. And Big Fatty, we have a little treat for everybody, don't we? We do indeed, y'all. It's a fright. Hey, kerfuffle!
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Poodle. It's Jimmy Bear.
Hi!
Sorry it's been a while, but yes. I've been a very, very busy bear.
Very busy.
So a guy needed a job, and he's looking in the newspaper, and he sees an advertisement for a bus driver. So he goes to the bus depot, into the manager's office, applies for the job, and the manager says, "You're hired," gives him the keys, gives him the route, and says the bus is parked out in spot 105. And the manager says, "I must warn you that the last person that had this job quit on very, very short notice." He goes, "How bad could it be?" Takes the keys and route and goes out to the parking lot. And there's his bus parked in spot 105. And on the sides of the bus are painted all these characters. Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster. You get the idea. So he gets in the bus, starts it up and starts along the route. Comes to his first stop and he sees these two little chunky girls at the sidewalk. He opens up the door. First little girl gets on. He goes, "Oh, little girl, what's your name?" She goes, "My name's Patty." "Okay, Patty, have a seat." And the second little chunky girl gets on. He goes, "What's your name?" "My name's Patty." He goes, "That's curious." And have a seat. And he starts on the route again. And he comes to his next stop. And at the corner, he sees this little boy. He looks to be a bit handicapped. And his mother's with him. And he opens up the door. The little boy gets on. And the mother shouts from the sidewalk, "His name is Ross. And Ross is kind of special." "All right, Ross, have a seat." And he shuts the door and gets on with his route. Comes to his next stop. And he sees this little boy very dapperly dressed. He's got a little blue blazer. He's got his little hat on. He opens up the door. A little boy gets on. He goes, "What's your name?" "My name is Larry G." "Okay, Larry, have a seat with the others and we'll be on our way." So he's driving along his route and he looks up in that big mirror. You know the big mirror the school buses have so you can see the kids? And he sees Larry G's got his shoe off and his foot's up on the seat rest of the seat in front of him and he's picking the sores on his feet. The bus driver had it. He stops the bus, turns the bus around, goes back to the bus depot, parks in spot 105, runs into the office, slams the keys down on the desk, and says, "I quit." And the manager goes, "What gives? You've only been on the job for about a half an hour." He goes, "Do you see what I have out there in spot 105? He goes, "No." He goes, "Well, I've got two obese Patties, a special Ross, and a Larry G picking bunions on a Sesame Street bus." Have a good day.
Dear Cousin Big Fatty, that was a good one. Y'all, that is Jimmy Bear. And Jimmy Bear, we have missed. We have missed your fright kerfuffles. But you made up for it with that one. Big Fatty, it makes me hungry. Anyway, Jimmy Bear, thank you so much for that. Y'all, since I started recording this little show, I did my afternoon nipple walk. And y'all, I'm pleased to tell you, there were 229 houses here in Fat Acres that decorated for Gay Crema. So there you have it. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first weekend of November. And, you know, it's, you know, on November the 1st, it's Crema. And Dr. Stone, what are some of the things that... That you're reminded of during the Crema season?
You know, for casting shade about old lady smells,
I just figured he smelled like the pens.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, when you're around Granny that much.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.